Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Chicago, Second City, the ancestral birthplace of the brilliance that is Frangela.
Yeah!
What? Hello.
Woo!
What?
Girl, I'm burning, Stephanie. I'm going home.
Frances Callier is the hometown of Frances Callier.
That's right.
And the birthplace of Frangela.
That's
at Second
right.
City.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Indeed.
Very, very exciting.
I think that's what they're best known for at this point.
Also, mm-hmm. The birth of dragons.
Oh. Also, shoot. Chris, what is America's early warning system?
Black ladies.
What? I believe Tish James has a big announcement at some point this morning during our show, Frangela, maybe while you're here. But will it, or will the other velociraptor, Fonnie Willis, be the one that... Wouldn't that be funny if right before Tish James' big announcement?
Because you know they're coordinating. I know they've called each other. Girl, what time are you going on and what are you wearing?
Girl.
You know, somebody's just going to scream, Dracarys, and it's just going to be like...
I'm the only one who got that joke.
I got it.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Right? And then maybe the DOJ just comes in, right, as the T-Rex that eats them both. Just, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, I don't know what to say about what's happening. Midas Touch, our friends, say Trump's demand for a special master is already backfiring spectacularly. It makes it even funnier now that he's forced to pay for it. It is funny. Right?
I wish they wouldn't say he pay for it.
Right.
Right.
Whatever. His suckers. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I believe that is poor reporting mm-hmm. to right. say, because that's a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that for me, that's where the next step in journalism needs to happen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand how we are ever talking about misstatements or statements that people think aren't exactly correct from our current president when the last one is mounting an insurrection in front of our faces.
Yes.
Can you explain it to me?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I love this tweet. Joe says, if you're trying to tell me the guy who lied about his SATs, his bone spurs, his taxes, the election he lost, the guy who told 30,573 lies in just 4 years is telling the truth when he says he declassified the piles of nuclear secrets he stole, you can all the way off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then go to the top of Shut the Up Mountain and then also, right. Yeah. I mean, spoiler alert, he didn't declassify any of it. That's why.
You can't.
Yes.
Like, and if you did, it isn't something, you don't do it like this. Like, declassified. Boom. That's not how it works. But even if it did, they're not his documents. Declassification right. doesn't mean you get to take them home.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Right.
You look at, I'm going to walk into the Nordstrom today and declassify a whole bunch of clothing.
Right. This is, I was saying, right. Sherry Jacobus, just to get your speculation, he said, because if Trump sold our national secrets to Putin, Saudis, etc., it's treason, and he wants to be able to eventually claim they were no longer secrets because he declassified them, and therefore it can't be treason. And as everybody keeps saying, it doesn't even matter that part. It doesn't even matter about the classification. He stole things that don't belong to him, right?
On top of which, Trump isn't worried about being charged with treason,
yeah. Right?
Donald Trump doesn't have plans. Donald Trump doesn't have strategies. He literally has people who follow him around to tell him nice things that they made up and put online. This man is a walking injury. He is just a narcissistic ball of, what's it you were saying yesterday? Bob Seska was saying hot dog skin.
Yes, he's some bunch of things that you scraped off the floor and put in the hot dog skin. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Right. So Olivia Troy, our friend, said, so basically Judge Cannon humiliates herself for Trump, and now he's decided he won't cooperate with the special master. Classic Trump. Just ask Mark Meadows or Michael Cohen. What is that bit that, is it Chris Rock does about why there isn't, you know, mass stabbings? Because, you know, nobody, like, you'd see the guy coming, right? Like, you'd have to be the stupidest bunch of people in the world for
yeah.
The, don't. Any of these people see what happened to all the people before them, Trump lawyers and Trump loyalists? Like,
I'm going to tell you, my mama used to say it all the time. These people don't believe fat meat is greasy.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
That's exactly
they right. They don't believe it.
I'm telling you, people, just that, look, if a person tries to wax the pony twice, they're going to try to wax it a third time.
That's right.
That's how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat meat is greasy, y'all.
Yeah, they don't understand. They don't understand if you throw rice at them.
You gonna catch it and cook it.
They're gonna catch it and cook it. That's my point. Okay.
All this is self-evident.
Thank you. Thank you. Because we are not
Boo-boo the fool. Yeah. Not up in here. Not today.
Not today, devil.
I speak for Angela. Okay.
What are you gonna do with that pony?
We already covered that. Now you're waxing the pony the third time. We already covered that. God, Travis Page.
You can't ride both ends of that pony and go straight.
No. It will never go straight.
It will never go straight.
That's correct. Okay.
Gotta pick a
hand. Lincoln Project said currently both of the top two 2024 Republican frontrunners are under criminal investigation. So much for the party of law and order. So Ron DeSantis not only used Florida taxpayer money for this political stunt, right? Now he's being sued in a class. The migrants that were misled into boarding flights destined for Martha's Vineyard in a stunt organized by Ron DeSantis have filed a class action lawsuit against the Florida governor and other state officials seeking compensatory emotional distress and punitive damage for the migrants. So he's under criminal investigation, right, from in Texas, and also going to cost Florida taxpayers more likely with this class action lawsuit.
Let's also talk about the flight that landed that we're going to be hearing about that had nobody on it that they paid $1 million for. Get ready for that. That was supposed to have migrants on it, but didn't. It landed yesterday. And here's my question. What are you doing spending $1 million a flight for people out of taxpayers' money for picking up people who landed in Texas?
Yeah.
On top of which, you're talking about the whole backing of this is that we shouldn't have to pay for these people. If you'd given each of them $100,000, that would have been a better way to spend this money. It's besides the fact that, like, how many now Republicans who are running for office are, in fact, being accused of possibly human trafficking? Like, I think it's up to, like, 3 or 4. On top of which, I'm starting to go, Herschel Walker don't look that stupid compared.
Yeah. See, and I think Glenn Kirshner, who was on here with us, and also Gavin Newsom have the right idea legally. It's kidnapping. And the legal term is inveiglement. That's what they're saying.
And I think it's human trafficking. I really do. Like, this, you cannot take people. And these are not, again, the appropriation of words around these people. These are not illegal. These aren't people. They didn't just, you know, they're making it sound like they were guarding the border.
Yeah.
They're just taking people out of a legal process into an extra legal stunt.
So, yeah. DeSantis just said yesterday, since migrant aren't actually coming to our state en masse, we had to go to an entirely different state to carry out this campaign stunt. Is that what he said, basically? Oh, well, they're only coming in onesies, twosies to Florida. Yeah. So we had to, I mean.
How am I going to make a stunt, an effective stunt, with one person seeking asylum?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the defendants intentionally conspired to confine the individual plaintiffs to the aircraft that transported them to Martha's Vineyard, says the lawsuit. Such actions impeded the migrants' participation in the federal immigration process to which they're constitutionally entitled, which was impeded as they were transported thousands of miles from where they needed to continue in immigration proceedings. That was the other thing he hoped for, that there's no ICE offices on Martha's Vineyard. He'd hoped that, you know. And the funny thing is, even legally, they're saying that because now they're victims of crimes, they're probably going to get legal status because of what Ron DeSantis just did.
I would stamp away. I'd be like, American, go be free. American, go be free.
Yeah. I love even...
let them stay at the Kennedy compound for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to hurt him.
It's the end of Obama's.
God, it would be such... Oh, my God, if he loses because of this. And it's a tight race with Charlie Crist already. But Stevie Van Zandt, I love, tweeted, "Yo, Florida, the most important election this year is getting rid of the Mango Mussolini, the swollen Napoleon, the banana Republican, the copper-toned Capone."
Wow.
"Vote for Charlie Crist for governor. Make Florida cool again. Organize, register, vote." Yeah, I think this has already backfired spectacularly on him.
But they need to hammer that home in the press in Florida. They need to hammer home how much this cost them, that he literally went to Texas.
That's right.
Spend your tax dollars to Texas to take an empty plane and to kidnap some other people on a plane to take them to Martha's Vineyard. He could have taken a whole bunch of people from Florida to Martha's Vineyard for a very nice vacation. But instead, this is what he's doing with your money, Florida.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And by the way, Charlie Pierce yesterday, I mean, I think we talked about this, but was talking about the reverse freedom rides that, you know, we were saying this is stuff we didn't know about. Talk about like teaching critical race theory. I didn't know about that till this whole thing happened, that this is not new. Like, this is not, this is not a new form of racism.
We talk about the great migration in this country of black people, of African Americans in the early part of the 1900s, you know, in the 1920 era, around that, as if it was just people packed, got U-Hauls and went north. That isn't how it went.
So we're pushed out.
Yeah. There was a massive amount of violent attack and simply kidnapping people and making them leave.
Yeah, but it was the
and
same.
That's the tradition but that it was, they're following.
It was the same cruel stunt. It was like, to own the northern liberals, let's, you know, bus a bunch of black people up there, and it's just, this is,
you
just,
know what we did? We invented house music. What?
Hey, what? What?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, Chicago, gonna be home. What?
Okay.
Oh, this is not house music.
No, that's not
Stephanie.
House music, but it's what I had available.
You know what? It's very close. It's
close enough.
It's like it's in the driveway.
Yeah, no.
Did Cool and the gang hang out in a house?
No,
yes.
It's not in the driveway. It's parked in the park across the street.
Whatever.
It's better than her playing Heart in the club in Rochester.
Yeah. She tried to play.
Can I just say I got some support, Frangela, from.
Okay. This. This
because
was
I was because I'm an empathetic liberal. Because what you call it. Donald Trump has become a sad DJ at Mar-a-Lago every night. Have you heard that? He literally plays DJ at Mar-a-Lago at the end of every night.
Shut up.
But as someone that was also a sad DJ But it was after my first big breakup, and I was a DJ in the
80s. Yeah, you were playing stuff off of Bad Animals.
Yes,
by
I played and actually entirely just Bad Animals because I was in a breakup. And
you can't dance to the song Alone.
You know what? It was her process, Chris. It was.
I Want
process.
You So Bad was part of my process then, for Angela. Oh, and no, was I a good DJ? No. Did people like the music I played? No, they did not. Did they dance? No, they didn't. That's not the point.
But
the point
I think
is,
too many DJs focus on that. I do. Right.
I should have said that, Angela. This is my process. Shut up.
Yeah, that would go over well.
Too many DJs try to please the people that are listening to them, and I think that's not, yeah, not the way to go.
And also, can I suggest that has anybody tried playing music that makes people stand alone and cry? No.
No.
Stephanie,
no.
The godmother of it.
Thank you. That's innovation.
Thank you. In fact, Julie in Seattle, she sent me a copy of her recently purchased playlist, and she said, oh my God, 80s Heart, These Dreams, written by no less than Bernie Taupin, is even better than Alone. Please note that my iTunes reveals that this purchase date was this year. I forgot about These Dreams. That was...
I love These Dreams.
Okay. We like
just picture,
bangers
picture
by
my
heart.
My 80s Link from Mod Squad afro and a unibrow and my original nose. And I don't know why someone has just left me, despite the fact that I look like Meryl Osmond.
You couldn't play Barracuda?
A Bay City Roller. This was the Bad Animals era.
You know what? I think too often when we go to dance places, we dance.
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
don't spend enough time journaling. Reflecting.
Thank you.
Working through our in tears.
I'm doing our inner work. That's in the throne. Right.
Yes, DJing is for doing your inner work. Thank you, Frangela. Came here
we
to
were
dance.
The first sit down.
You
DJs.
Can stay home yeah. and dance. I am here to process my feelings. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour. See, that's what Back Up and Black Up is all about. Doesn't matter what I say. They support me because they are true friends.
They're encouraging
stupid
bad behavior.
Chris. What?
They're encouraging bad behavior.
No, they're not.
I got tears ready for her first set.